Welcome to the RebChat podcast. Here at RebChat Creations, we believe that creativity is our superpower and will help us remain human in a world that is becoming ever more digitally driven. The RebChat podcast talks with creative people from a diverse spectrum ranging from artists to business professionals. We explore their origin stories, triumphs, disasters, inspirations, motivations, and whatever has enabled them to do what they do.
Theopath, my laboratory. Here is my kingdom, where I work, I imagine, I sing, where I listen to music, I think and create. It is a corner of the world where I come into contact with the colours and the people who pass by, who stop to have a chat about art or what is happening in the world around us. It is a collective place where music spreads in every corner, where the summer brings the sweet scent of jasmine surrounding the entrance, a place of peace that recalls the muses, those of art, which lead us to relaxation and help us bring out what we have inside us to talk to the world. This is a place where I organise exhibitions and meetings with experts and artists who bring life, culture and joy to the neighbourhood and the city, my sanctuary. Come and see me and you will be welcome. So hello and welcome to the RebChat Creations Inside Stories. In this podcast we will be talking to Theopath, artist born and raised in Argentina, now based in Piacenza, a small town near Milan, where indeed we are holding this podcast today. Welcome and thank you for inviting me to your beautiful studio, and it's so wonderful to be surrounded by your amazing work.
Thank you very much to you.
Okay, so let's talk about how I met Thea. One day I was walking home from the station and I decided to take a little detour, and that's how I came across Thea's studio. I immediately stopped because I was so attracted by the colours above all and the vivacity. So intrigued, I took a pamphlet from the rack outside and I telephoned Thea, who responded very warmly, and she invited me to the studio. And I also learned that you run relaxation courses and that you're involved in many forms of art, theatre, music, you're an architect, you're a writer. Let's start, Thea, with talking about your art. You have numerous collections on your website. Each one has a name, for example, Magical Encounters, My Blues, Italian Villages. Maybe we could talk about these. Do you have a favorite collection?
Okay, so, well, I love all my collections. That because the colors are in everyone. I love colors, as you see, and I start from them. There are colors that guide me to work. Titles come from sometimes some dream, or there are no rules, there are no order. It depends of my instinct, on my mood. So they change every day. My paintings are completely intuitive.
So your mood, your intuition and your instinct.
Yes.
Amazing. After talking to Thea, I learned that your name is not Theopath,
No. But
Patricia Ferro.
Yes.
Could you tell us why you took on this art name, why you took on this name to signature your paintings?
I like the story of my name. When I start to paint 8 years ago, more or less, I mean, start to paint every day. I paint all my life. I did a lot of art, in every kind of art. But when I start to paint, I feel that I change, like a butterfly, I think, that you become another person. So I feel that I need another name. That's because I feel another person. Art can give you the possibility to become another person, I think. And then I thought that I need to change my name. And one day I wake up and I think that the name could be the mix of two things. From a part, I have five nephews in Argentina, and they called me Tia Pat, that means Aunt Pat. Uh-huh. And I love always that name, Tia Pat, Tia Pat. And then I think that I need to give some homage to Rothko. He is my master. I think that he is a master for me, and maybe he is the person that pushed me to enter in the art completely, because his work was so amazing for me when I met him in an exhibition. So I put the H after the T in order to give an homage to Rothko, that is Tia Pat. And that path means sentiero. In English is path. For me, it's a new path.
Very, very interesting. So you got the name from your family.
Yes.
From the person who gave you inspiration, yeah. And the sound of the word. Mm-hmm. And I like that idea, the path, the journey.
Yes.
The path always takes you somewhere.
Yeah.
Colour is a major feature in your art. All your paintings are extremely vibrant, mm-hmm. in whatever colour they are.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk us through your relationship to colour, your early influences, and where you get your inspiration from?
Well, I told you that I start from Rothko because I felt in his work that color has a very, very strong power. And it was the first time that I felt that sensation. So I start from just trying to do a Rothko painting.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is something in that paint that are only colors. That is very powerful, and I start to paint because I wanted to have a Rothko in my home, but mm-hmm. it's a little bit expensive. So I just start to try, and then I understood a lot of things on how he worked with color.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt also this power of the color, because sometimes I cannot use different colors except the red and the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of times that I use only that colors. Then one day I just change, like a flow that I feel with color. When I paint, I don't know if I choose colors or colors choose me. I don't know. I don't know how it works. But it's very powerful. And then I evolve and use always in every work. I feel like a joy when I see colors in the painting, when I discover new colors. I think that everyone is capable to feel the colors.
But very, very interesting. The word here, the key word is power. Colour is power, mm-hmm. and colour is expressive.
Yeah.
And it's something that you are very connected to. Talking before, Thea, you talked about the fact that you paint mostly in abstract expressionism.
Yes.
Maybe you could talk to us about that abstract expressionism. For many, it's a very hidden form of art. Some find it difficult to appreciate. What is this abstract art?
Well, for me, abstract expressionism is just an elegant way of saying that I use painting to communicate what I may have no words for. I mean, you can communicate a lot of things speaking or singing, but sometimes I have no words to do that. I think that abstract help us to express ourselves in another language. I think personally that abstracts is the real art. I mean, why? Because if you speak about Raffaello or Leonardo da Vinci or that all that people that are marvelous, but they are really technicians of the painting. They copy what they see. Abstracts doesn't copy anything. Abstracts copy your soul. What are your dreams? I mean, you must be entering the flow to express yourself. And that is because I say that colors are important. Not only colors, but also the lines, the movement that you use. All that stuff speaks a lot of you, of what you have inside. And through art, you understand yourself more. You have another kind of language to express yourself, and you understand yourself.
Very, very interesting, Thea. Particularly the part where you said at the beginning, it's something that comes from your soul, you said. Mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful. And also the movement, how you brush, how you use the brush, whether you use it fast, whether you use it slowly. So, Thea, you run art relaxation workshops. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us how and why?
Well, there are workshops in which I teach the way I paint, technique that I used. And also because people asked me, just they wanted to know how I do that. And generally, these sessions start with designing with the closed eyes, following the music, or guided by me. I mean, people say sometimes when they enter, well, I'm not able to do that, absolutely. And I say, no, you can do it. I mean, it's very easy. You need to relax and then feel just moving in your flow. And when they start, it was so interesting. They relax completely. When they discover what they did, they are so impressed. It's very interesting to see after an hour in which they are working with colors that in the studio is completely silence. Mm-hmm. Because they enter in the colors. Mm-hmm. They are completely concentrate in doing that and enjoy what art can give them.
Although it's a very visual thing, art, you ask them to close their eyes.
Yes.
And you ask them to use their ears. Yes. And I suppose that shows that it comes from within.
Yes.
Rather than just from what you see, it's from what's within inside you. Very, very
yes.
interesting.
And they it was so nice because with the lines, I asked them, what did you see in your lines? And then they discover a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what they discover are very interesting for themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, they discover something that is a dream or it was a problem that mm-hmm. they may solve. It's very strong.
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. It sounds more like a therapy, really.
Yes, it's like a therapy. Mm-hmm. I mean, people that come in my studio can use all this work, if they are doing some therapy, to work on, because it's very powerful, yes.
Mm, very, very interesting. Mm. So, let's now talk about Patricia Ferro, the woman behind Theopath. Patricia, the architect and the writer. Where did you start your career, Patricia, as an architect?
Well, I started in Argentina. Mm-hmm. I always say that I want to be an architect. And then when I finished my career there, I specialized in sustainable architecture. But it was many times ago, not just as now that everyone is a sustainable architect. So then in 1988, I won a scholarship to come in Italy to study. I stay in Urbino for 6 months, always studying sustainable architecture and renewable energies. And then I won another scholarships to study in Enea, that is a research center of renewable energies in Rome. So I moved in Rome, where I live for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And that's my favorite city, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then I start to teach in the university. I become an architect also here because it was necessary to do some exams here in Italy to work as an architect. And I started to I have many houses, country houses in Rome, also apartments. I won some competitions, architectural competitions. So I love a lot my profession. Yes, it's very nice. But no, it's better to be an artist because you are completely free.
Interesting. So something that we've noticed with you, Patricia, that you've learned to move on to new things. You've also worked a lot in the world of the university.
Yeah.
Could you tell us about your role as a teacher and what rewards this has given you?
Well, I teach in the university sustainable architecture because when I start to do that, nobody speak about how to use the sun, the energies, the renewable energies in the buildings. It was so fun to discover that, for example, the Romans are the first people that start to build in a sustainable way. They have laws also, and then we lose all that way to build. And I think, no, absolutely, we need to change the way to project, to design the houses. And I start to organize many courses, not only in Rome, but in the whole country. I worked for two sustainable environmental associations. One is the International Solar Energy Society, and the other is Kyoto Club. That there are two important associations that promotes Kyoto Protocol and renewable energies. I start doing courses about photovoltaics, solar energy, natural lighting, all that stuff. But now, well, I'm so happy that all people just work in this way.
So at the time, we can say that you were a pioneer.
Yes, I've been here, yes.
Okay, thank you. Patricia, I will call you now.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, hot seat questions. Okay. What are you most proud of?
I think that I'm proud of my kind of life, maybe I can say, because I feel so happy. So happy for the family where I came, in the country that I live. I'm the things that I do. I mean, maybe I have not become rich and not become famous, you know, but I'm really happy that I'm doing the things that I love. This is, I'm proud for it, because sometimes when you become older, I think that you need to be quiet with yourself and happy with your past. Mm-hmm. And maybe in the new project, in the future. And discovering art, for me, I always said, well, now I'm sure that I will be dead as an artist.
So you will die as an artist.
Yes, I will die as an artist.
Thank you, Thea. I think that was a wonderful answer, very inspiring. To hear that you're satisfied with everything that you've done, and that's a great achievement.
Yeah.
Not an easy achievement, and not everybody will be able to answer in the same way. How hard do you think it is, Thea, to make a living from art today?
Oh, I think that it is not easy, but if you want to be an artist today, I think that you need mainly, I think every artist need to hit the soul of the people. If you have an art that really shock, I mean, touch the soul of people, you can go on. You can live with the art. It is not easy. I know many artists, that general artists have a second work. But if you really want to be an artist and you feel that people understand your art and you just touch the soul, I think that you can reach a very good objectives.
I think what we picked up there was you're saying you have to connect to people. You have to see that your art is giving them something. So you're an artist who is listening to the people mm-hmm. and seeing, is my art saying anything? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just for me.
Yes.
And how can I expect to sell it? So I think that's a very interesting aspect of you, Thea, as the artist, mm-hmm. remembering that people need to be able to read and understand your art. Let's talk just a little bit to finish up about the pandemic, mm-hmm. the lockdown of 2020. Mm-hmm. How did that affect you?
Oh, for me, it's a good period. Mm-hmm. I work every day in a silent city, and it was a very curious thing that I'm starting to paint in blue. It was a color that I don't use a lot of. Then I discovered blue. And blue is a color of introspection, of relaxation, but reflection, no? Just to, and was so good for me because I feel really, really, really good with the blue. I titled my collection My Blue, and that was mainly during the pandemic period, and mm-hmm. I did all that collection. For me, it was a very fruitful period. Generally, I love to be alone with my art. Mm-hmm. So, alone with my art in a place with a silence, door open, you feel the birds mm-hmm. and some people that walk, but only a few. It was so good. I feel so good.
Positive answer from you, Thea. We've learnt so much during this podcast about your need to connect to people, but at the same time be alone. Pandemics seem to be a very peaceful period for you. Mm-hmm. And yes. Yet again, colour, the predominant colour was blue. Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting. Do you think, yet again talking about the pandemic, that the pandemic helped us all to understand more how creativity and art is essential to humanity?
Well, people is creative, I mean. All we are creative. To be creative is, for me, fundamental. Every day, I mean, when you cook, when you prepare something, I mean, we need that is the difference of the animals, generally. Also, animals are creative in reality. For me, the creation is essential to live, because otherwise I think that it was so bored this life. Mm-hmm. Without art, without beauty, and without creation, we cannot live.
Indeed, and I think during the pandemic, they realized they couldn't go to the cinema, they couldn't go to a museum, and people probably realized during that period how important art is to get outside our everyday lives.
Yes, it's art together with beauty. We need the beauty. I think that all people look for beauty.
So we will finish there with the word beauty. If people go to your website, which is www.theapath.it, they will indeed find beauty. It is incredible. I really invite our listeners to go to Thea's website. Mm-hmm. So we'll put all your information in the notes, in the show notes. And I would like to thank you yet again, Thea, mm-hmm. for doing this interview with Rebcat Creations. Mm-hmm. I know that English is not your native tongue. Your native tongue is Spanish, and yes. You speak Italian fluently, mm-hmm. but you did splendidly. Thank you so much.
Thank you to you. It was a very pleasure to do this interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the RebChat podcast.